In the quiet shadows of Olympus, where laughter and beauty reign, I linger, an often misunderstood figure. I am Eris, the goddess of discord, and it seems my name is synonymous with chaos, a label that shrouds my true nature. You see, discord is not merely destruction, it is the spark that ignites progress. When I tossed that fateful golden apple amongst the goddesses, did I intend to start a war? No. I merely sought to remind them of the complexities of desire and ambition. For who can truly appreciate peace without understanding strife? To my sisters, I would say, you revel in your beauty and wisdom, yet you forget that life is not a single thread of harmony. It is a tapestry woven with the vibrant colors of conflict, ambition, and rivalry. When the mortals looked upon the apple and saw their own desires reflected, they became aware of their strengths and weaknesses. In their striving, they found purpose. Consider the story of humanity itself. Would the greatest heroes have emerged without conflict? Achilles, Odysseus, and Hector. Each became legends not through mere tranquility, but through battles, struggles, and challenges. I, Eris, am the catalyst for growth. It is through discord that one learns resilience, courage, and the value of unity. Do you truly believe that I am to blame for the chaos of the world? I would ask those who scorn me, look around you. It is not I who incites strife amongst friends or families. It is the human heart itself that breeds jealousy, greed, and betrayal. My role, if anything, is to hold a mirror to these emotions, to expose them and force acknowledgement. As I wander amongst the mortals, I see how they turn against each other, and yet from that turmoil, they often find reconciliation. Every conflict can lead to understanding. Every disagreement can birth innovation. The tension that rises between two opposing forces often creates something beautiful. A new idea, a lasting alliance, a deeper love forged in the fires of trial. In truth, I am not an enemy, but a necessary part of existence. Embrace me, for in my presence lies the opportunity to grow. Without me, would you truly know joy, unity, or peace? They are but fleeting moments without the contrast of my touch. So remember me not as the instigator of war, but as the whisper in your ear that urges you to confront your truth. Without discord, the world would be dull and stagnant. I am Eris, and I am here to remind you that from chaos can spring forth the most profound beauty. Welcome to the Goddess Divine Podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. The Greek goddess Eris is the goddess of discord, chaos, and strife. In mythology, she often instigates conflicts and rivalries, resulting in chaos and upheaval. And she's involved in stories featuring conflicts between gods, goddesses, and even mortals, setting the stage for chaos and upheaval amongst them. According to some myths, including the Iliad, Eris is the daughter of Zeus and Hera. and in other myths, namely claimed by Hesiod, she is the daughter of Nyx, or night. Her opposite is Harmonia, and in Roman mythology, she's often referenced as Discordia, and her counterpart is Concordia. Eris is well known for having a son named Strife. If we follow the myth that Eris is the daughter of Hera and Zeus, then her brother is Ares, the bloodthirsty god of war. It is said that she and Ares were incredibly close siblings, and together they delighted in the chaos of war. On the battlefield, she rode a chariot alongside her son, Strife, rejoicing over the pain and discord she caused. According to Hesiod, Eris is described as the mother of a variety of allegorical beings, which are the cause of man's misfortunes. In the Theogony, she is mentioned as having the cacodemons, or evil spirits that plague mankind. She gave birth to toil, forgetfulness, starvation, pains, battles, murders, quarrels, ruin, disputes, lies, and lawlessness. Further in the Theogony, it's mentioned that she gave birth to the Morai, or the Fates, and avenging Charis, or death fates. In Hesiod's Works and Days, we learn that Eris's children were those dark spirits that were released upon the earth upon the opening of Pandora's jar, not box, as we have learned in many stories. Eris is mostly known for her role in contributing to the start of the Trojan War. You see, Eris felt rightfully slighted because out of all the gods and goddesses, she was the one uninvited to the wedding of Peleus and Thetis. When she attempted to be admitted to the banquet, but was refused, she was offended. And she wanted to leave, but she didn't want to leave without causing just a little strife. She threw a golden apple through the door, saying that only the fairest should take the apple. In attendance were Hera, Aphrodite, and Athena, who each claimed the beauty prize for themselves. Zeus, seeing the quarrel of the goddesses, appointed Paris, prince of Troy, as the person to resolve the dispute. The goddesses offered Paris various gifts. Hera offered him to be the king of all men. Aphrodite offered him the most beautiful woman. And Athena offered him victory in war. Paris picked Aphrodite, who promised him the most beautiful woman in the world, Helen, wife of Menelaus, king of Sparta. With Aphrodite's assistance, Paris was able to seduce Helen, and he brought her back to Troy. Her husband, completely furious, gathered 1,000 ships in order to bring her back. This marked the beginning of the Trojan War, much to the delight of Eris. The war lasted 10 years and resulted in the destruction of Troy. Eris also pops up in the story of Polytechnus and Aiden. Both Polytechnus and Aiden believed they were so deeply in love with one another, more so than Hera and Zeus. In Greek mythology, it is a timeless folly for mortals to compare themselves to the gods and even claim superiority. Such hubris inevitably invites punishment and calamity, serving as a reminder of the consequences of overstepping one's bounds. Angered by this claim, the goddess Hera sent Eris to punish them. Polytechnus was working on a chariot board and Aiden was weaving. Eris urged them into a competition by proclaiming that whoever finished the last would have to give the other a female servant. Aiden won, and Polytechnus was not happy by his defeat. He went to Aiden's sister, Calydon, and raped her. He then disguised her and presented her to Aiden as a slave. When Aiden discovered this, she killed Polytechnus' son and fed the boy to his father. The gods were not happy and transformed the whole family into birds to stop this. This time, Eris had turned what was to be a simple competition into murder, cannibalism, and much more. Eris is mentioned in Aesop's Fables. In this particular fable, Heracles was making his way through a narrow pass when he came upon an apple on the floor. He hit the apple with his club, but instead of flattening it, it doubled in size. He hit it again, and it doubled in size again. Athena appears to him and tells him the following, "Oh, Heracles, don't be so surprised. This thing that has brought about your confusion is Aporia and Eris, or strife. If you leave it alone, it stays small. But if you decide to fight it, then it swells from its small size and grows." During the Gigantomachy, which is a popular Greek mythological battle between the Olympian gods and the giants, Eris was on the side of the giants, and she escorted Typhon into battle against Zeus. So for the sake of chronology, the war between the Titans and the gods happened before the war against the giants. Eris is also regarded as being a foe by the women of Lemnos. Eris was angry because she wasn't worshipped by the women on the island of Lemnos, and she ends up punishing them by driving all of the women to murder their husbands. According to Hesiod, Eris is hateful. She is the one who builds up evil war and slaughter. She is harsh. No man loves her. But under compulsion and by will of the immortals, men promote this rough Eris, or strife. As the personification of strife, Eris represents the darker aspects of human nature and interactions. Despite her negative attributes, the stories and myths surrounding Eris reveals the importance of understanding the complexities of human relationships and the role of discord in shaping history. So why would you want to connect with the goddess Eris? Connecting with the goddess Eris can be a transformative experience since she embodies the complexities of discord and chaos. First, Eris can help you embrace change. Eris represents the upheaval that can lead to transformation. By understanding her influence, one can learn to embrace change rather than fear it, recognizing that chaos often precedes growth. Engaging with Eris encourages introspection and self-examination. Her presence can prompt individuals to confront their own inner conflicts and even their shadow aspects, leading to deeper self-awareness and authenticity. As a figure of discord, Eris invites us to question societal norms and expectations. Connecting with her can inspire a re-evaluation of beliefs, fostering independence, and even originality. Eris teaches that discontent and conflict can be catalysts for action. By acknowledging and addressing the areas of dissatisfaction in life, one can initiate meaningful change. So if you would like to connect to the goddess Eris, her offerings would be an apple and potentially gold. Her colors are said to be black, gold, and gray. And if you wish to connect to her by utilizing an invocation, I will place a specific invocation in the show notes. Everyone, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode on the goddess Eris. There's much more to say about her, but there's little snippets that you can find. But these are the main stories of her myths and of her character. Now, before we leave, I have not connected to the goddess Eris whatsoever. I will attempt to do so with no guarantees as usual. I may hear her, I may not. But again, if you are interested in connecting to the goddess Eris, I would sit down and think about what it is you would like to learn from Eris. And again, if you would like to connect, I would think about perhaps connecting to her to embrace change for the purposes of self-discovery. If you need to challenge these norms within yourself, right, to kind of reevaluate your beliefs, to become a little bit more authentic. And also, she does teach about the power of discontent and why that can really, I would say, instigate meaningful change. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to today's episodes. Take care and have a wonderful week ahead.